We are learning Mesechta Chulin Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are starting a new Mishnah, continuing the sugas of Gira and Osha. But on Yat Hashem, this next sugya, next few blat, is the sugya of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. But let's see the Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Noyeg B'Tahira. This didn't get an Osha, is only by a kosher animal. Ein Noyeg B'Tameya. And it's not noyeg by a tameya, by a non-kosher animal, by a camel. If you eat the gira nosha of the camel, there's no issa. The whole issa gira nosha is only by a tahara, by a cow and an ox and a sheep and a goat, and not by a camel. Even by a non-kosher animal, you have a issa gira nosha. On Rabbi Yehuda, already, Kaidamat and Torah by Rabbi Yaakov, that's when the Torah said Gira Nosha. And Parshat Vayishlach with the story of Yaakov, so they already had the Issa Gira Nosha. But Adayim Behemah Tameyam and Tarislam. At that time, Behemah Tameyam was Mutter. So it sounds like it is Chal on a Behemah Tameyam. Amrulai, no, Besina Nema. The Issa Gira Nosha was only in the Schadesh, Mat and Torah. It was written in Parashat Yishlach because that was the reason why, that's a time of the Kra of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Ali to get an Asha. But Avada was not Asir at that time. It was only a Kain, Leyoch, when Yisrael get an Asha means in the future when you get the Torah. That's what the Rabbanan answered back. So, like upon him, we have in our Mishnah Machlekes, is the get an Asha Noyeg by Behemah Tameyah. So it sounds like Yehuda holds it's Noyeg by Behemah Tameyah. The problem is that the Behemah Tameyah is also already as Behemah Tameyah. So how is the Issa Gira Nosha Chal on the Behemah Tameyah? And pastors, usually Behemah Tameyah is, it becomes Osir the minute it's conceived, and Gira Nosha is when it's born. That's the more is assuming right now. And therefore, you get two Malkas, you're right, you get two Malkas for Behemah Tameyah and for Gira Nosha, that's what's together. But Sovra Yehuda, Issa Chal on Issa, the Yehuda hold the Issa of Gira Nosha Chal on Tameyah, but Tanya, I'll bring a Raya, there's not a hold of Issa Chal Issa, but Tanya, Yehuda Emer, we know that a nivlas and a velas oif tar, a chicken nevela, someone becomes tar just by eating it, by swallowing it, even though it's touching its base astarim, it's not really, you're not touching it with his hands. If he eats it, it becomes tummy. But that's a special din by nivlas oif tar, the Gemara Rehuda says. Not by nivlas oif tummy. Why? He brings it to drasha. Yacholte nivlas oif tummy, tam gomes ablia, tam alaymer, Pasuk says, nevela utrefa lo yachol tamaba. It says, a nevela utrefa of a oif, lo yoichal l'tamba. Don't eat it to become tamay, ni Hashem. And the darsh is like this. Misha suru mishum bal teich nevela. Only something that has an issa nevela has the din of tumma. What has an issa nevela? A chicken. But a non-kosher bird, a falcon, yotza zesh, any suru mishum bal teich nevela. There's no issa of nevela on a falcon. Why not? Because it already has an issa oif tamay, and therefore has no Isser as Nevela. Has no Isser as Nevela. So, and that's what makes the drasha. And if we know, Nivlas Oif Tamei does not Matamayu. So clearly he holds that Nevela is not Chal on Behemah Tamei, on Oif Tamei. Because the Oif Tamei is ready also anyway. So he holds Ain Isser Chal Isser. So what would be Pshat? Yotzadash, Ain Isser Mishabal Tech Nevela, Mishabal Tech Tamei. So what would be Pshat in our Mishnah? Vechitim, maybe Pshat in our Mishnah like this. Vechitim, Vechasava, Ain Begidim Nois Atam. Maybe he holds that Gidim don't have time, and therefore, if you eat a gid hanosha of a behemah tameya, you don't get malchus. Why? Because it doesn't taste like anything. But gid hanosha, there is a kosher that it's awesome. So maybe all he means the mishnah is noig behemah tameya doesn't mean also besides for the issa tamei, it also has the issa gid. Only issa gid. That's what he means. That's what he means. Issa gid ika issa tumaleka. The only thing you have is the issa gid, not issa tamei. That's all he means in our mishnah. But Shabra Yehuda Emgir is a time. By time with the Brayis, I'm a first that on the gid of Behemah Tameya is Chayev two. Ha'echel gid an Osher shal Behemah Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Yehuda holds Chayev two. You Chayev two times Malkus for each one for Behemah Tameya and for gid an Osher. You Chayev for both. And Rabbi Shimon Poiter, he says Yipata Lagamri. You have to see why in a second. But he holds Yipata Lagamri. So our Kapata, we're not going to see in a second. We'll see it tomorrow Shir. But it's enough Kaval. Why Rabbi Shimon holds Pata? But Rabbi Shimon holds Yipata. But Rabbi Yehuda holds a chayev too, so it's back to the kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda holds a chayev too, how is the Issa Gid chal on a behemah tamei? That's the kasha. So the Gemara, lo'olam k'sava yesh v'gino satam, and that's where chayev too. The k'sava noyig b'sholil, the Issa Gid, v'estom b'hadi al kasi. He says that the Issa Gid is noyig even by a fetus, and therefore it is chal the same time as behemah tamei. Because it's already in the mother's stomach, already it's chal issa gid anosha. So if it comes together, it's chal. They both come together. Behemah tameya and gid anosha chal together. Freit the Gemara, Mitzvah Miyot Zamres Noyeg B'Sholil. He's saying that it's Noyeg even by a Sholil, by a fetus. But now, we went to the Mishnah, Noyeg B'Sholil, that good enough to Noyeg B'Sholil, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ain't Noyeg B'Sholil, B'Chal B'Mutah. It's not Noyeg B'Sholil, B'Chal B'Mutah. So, you see, it's not Noyeg by a Sholil. So tomorrow, no, you're making a mistake. How do you get a Tahira? That's by a Tahira. The Rechmona Amah, Kol B'Hemah Techelu. This is a pasuk in this week's parasha, parasha Re'eh. Kol behemah techelu. It says anything in the behemah you're allowed to eat. Avo betumeya, right? And that's the halacha is that because you shech the mother, the baby is mutter, even without shechita, and the chelev is also mutter and gidon also mutter. That's what he means to say. Avo betumeya noyig by. But tumeya is all in kol behemah, and there will be noyig in v'shal. Avo tumeya noyig. Yeah. So coming out right now, pshat why chayav two is because both chal the same exact time. Afraid the Gemara, me must his armors have Abba Hadad Adi Kasu. How can you say they're both chal at the exact same time? But now we went to the Mishnah, and we had this before in the Chulun already. It's a Mishnah actually in Mesechta's Nozir. Al Elu Tameyas Hanozir Megaleach. We know that Nozir is only Megaleach if Nozir has now become Tameh, right? Let's say he touches an Avelu or Sheres. Does he have to stop his ears? No. Only Tameh Meis. So al elu tmeis anozim megalech al hameis v'akazayis min hameis v'kashlo we have a kasha akazayis min hameis megalech al hameis kula kolshkein. I don't understand if the kazayis min hameis you have to megalech you have to tell me whole meis kula. What are you saying al hameis v'akazayis min hameis? If kazayis meis, of course al hameis kula. Teretz is akazayis kolshkein. Barav yechel nitzchol a nefel. Doing a nefel smaller than a kazayis. So his kasha of barav begidim that didn't get attached with the sinews yet and the and tendons, and it, but it was still a full nafel. It's less than a kazayis. Still, the chiddush is that that's al meis. There's an isser of tumah on that. Alma, you see from here, isser tumah kodim. You see, isser tumah comes first, even before the gidim. And what do you see from here? That the evarim are created before the gidim. And if the evarim are created before the gidim, so obviously the isser behemah tumah is created before the isser gidah anasha. So it doesn't come together. The Gidonos does come afterwards. And it's back Shver, Ein Isser Chal Isser, and Rebbe Yehuda holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. So how is a Gid Chal and Behemoth Temeah? Behemoth Temeah happens first. Because it says, Klar, such a Musik is a Nefel with a Varim without a Gidim. So first is Chal, the Behemoth Temeah, and then comes the Gidonos. So it's back Shver. How could we just say, Chayav two, Ein Isser Chal Isser? So to Gemara, Afagav da iser tumah kadim osi iser gid b'chayala. You know what? Gid is chalnet. I in is chalasa. Says shekain isurei noyeg b'nei noyach. The iser is noyeg by b'nei noyach that have this iser. Because you find that it was given before matan Torah. Dekanamik tani omrav Yehuda. Well, Ibn Yaakov Nesah get an osha. Taka is master of the Mishnah because Yehuda is arrived from that. Well, Ibn Yaakov Nesah get an osha. But dain behemoth tumah mataraslam. So pasuk you learn the Mishnah means he's saying that. That at that time, there's no payment to pay him Torah. But we're saying it's a little more than that. What Yehuda is saying is that it's more chomer because it was given ready to the Bnei Yaakov. It was given ready to Bnei Yaakov, and therefore it's more chomer. That's the chumra of this mitzvah, and therefore it's chal on the payment to Meir. Agav, Tosfos before explains, when it says that it doesn't mean that Bnei Yaakov has an Isser of Gidon Asher. I don't know if you know Shem Mitzvah Bnei Yaakov. I don't know him so good, but I don't think any Shem Mitzvah Bnei Yaakov are Gidon Asher, right? I think it's way one science a hedge like that. But the no tzad. Tosfos says, no, it doesn't mean that. Tosfos says, Dav tzadik omad alef. And Tosfos says, over there, like this. The Yashlam, the Hodin Nestle Bnei Noach, Hanu Davka Bnei Yaakov, the Koydim Atan Torah. Tosfos, the Maschel Kochim, it's in the middle of Tosfos, more to the end, the Yashlam, he says, the Hodin Nestle Bnei Noach, Hanu Davka Bnei Yaakov, the Koydim Atan Torah, Ikru Bnei Noach. He says, only the, but it's not Nesser, he has a time, yeah, but it's not Nesser to Bnei Noach, it doesn't mean that. It means it was Nesser to Bnei Yaakov before Matan Torah according to Rebbe Yehuda. And therefore that's the Chumrah. And therefore it is Chal on a Behemah Temeah. And Metz Shem, next Shurim will continue with the sugya of Enes Chal Isser, Isser Koyal, Isser Moisif, so on and so forth.